Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafei. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachas when a Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim on a Yerusha's Milva that they yashin from the father, and when a Bechor is now Neitel Pishnayim on the Yerusha of a Milva. And the Gemara brings on Malay Avacha by Rav Leavina, Ikla Meimalasin Vidorish Bechor Neitel Pishnayim Bemilva. On the etzem chayv itself, the bechor is neitel pishnayim. Avolay beribis on the ribis of the chayv, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim. On balei na'adoy l'tamayu, the merava is a chilik. What the yisaimim mugayva? What the leiva paid up the chayv with? Rabba holds gavu karka yesh le gavu moyisaynoi. If the leiva paid up with karka, in such a case the father is already considered muchzik and the bechor is neitel pishnayim. But if the leiva paid up mois, if the yisaimim mugayva mois, in such a case it's nechshav roi and the bechor is not neitel pishnayim because in a bechor neitel pishnayim be roi kibem muchzik. And if Nachman knows the opposite of Nachman knows gavu mois yesh le, if Nachman knows if the yisaimim mugayva mois, it's considered muchzik and the bechor is neitel pishnayim. If the mugayva karkois, then it's considered roi and meilal ein a bechor neitel pishnayim be roi kibem muchzik. And the svara for Rabbah is easy to understand. The Rashbam and Devi Amaschol Gavu Karka explains, being that Karkoyus Amiru Meshubet to the father, Afilu Mechayov, Hayakarka Eshtabed La'avuim Bechayev, Ukmishoyeloi B'mashkin Domi, it's Nechshav, like it was a mashkin to the father, Mechayov, Umimele, it's considered Mukhsik, and the Bechor Kuminate Bo Pishnayim, Mashenkin Mois, which are Metatli, which are not Meshubet to the father, so the father had no kinyan in the Mois, Mechayov, then Nechshav Roi, then a Bechor Neto Pishnayim, Beroi Kimim Mukhsik. But this farfar of Nachman is difficult to understand. Why is it that Gavu Mois, we say it's considered Muchsik, and the Bechor is Neitel Bo Pishnayim? What's the Maila of Mois over Karkois? The Mois are considered Muchsik, and Gavu Karka is considered Roy, and the Bechor is not Neitel Bo Pishnayim. The Ashbam and Devi Amaskol Gavu Karka explains, being that the Malva gave the Loive Mois, being that it was Mois, Olveyu, Vulei Karka, Asim, and Maila Gavu Mois is Yeshloi, because Mois, Olveyu, but Mois, Chashvinon, and Muchsik. Being that he gave him mois, and now he collected mois, he's nechshav a muchzik on the mois, and meilo the bechor is neitel bo pishnayim. And the divya ashbam atzvichim beer, what's the mail of this, that because he gave him money, and now he's gave him money, therefore he's nechshav a muchzik on the mois, and the bechor is neitel bo pishnayim. The mitzvah is mefarish, he says, pirish le pirushay bedivya ashbam, why is it because he gave money, that's a reason to say he's nechshav a muchzik on the mois? The Ritva explains, being that the Malva gave the Leiva Mois, therefore Dashneim was that the Leiva should pay up the Malva Mois. Being that this is that what he gave him, they're assuming that that's what the Leiva will pay the Malva back. Memele Zok the Ritva, that's why they were kaifing the Leiva. If the Leiva has Mois, he can't pay up with Shava Kesef, we force him to give the Mois. Being that it was Dashneim B'Shas Ta'avot to give back whatever the Malva gave the Leiva, Memele if the Leiva has Mois, we're kaifing the Leiva to give the Mois. Zok the Ritzvah Memele, it's nechsha that the Iker Chi of the Leiva has to the Malva to give him back Mois. So when he pays him back Mois, that's the Iker Chi that he has to pay back. The Malva is already nechsha and Muchsik, being that these are the Mois that the Leiva had to give him. Memele is nechsha and Muchsik, afilu mechayavun, and the Bechor is neitel bo pishnayim. Mashegin, if the Leiva pays back Karkois, he's not paying up his real Chayv. His real Chayv is to give Mois. When he gives him Karkois, he's giving the Karkois as a bimkaim of the Mois. He's giving the karkois, it's kilu, he's selling him the karka and giving him the money of the sale, and that's why he's paying up his chayv. He's paying up with the shavah kesef. It's considered as if he sold him the karka and is giving him back the mois of the mecher. Memele, the karka itself is not nechshav a muchzik, being that it's not really what the leiva was mechuyif to give to the malve. It's not considered the father was a muchzik in the karka mechayev, and memele it's nechshav roi, and the bechor is not oitel b'roi kibim muchzik. Taisis in Devi Amaschol Gavu Mois Yeshloi brings the Rashbam, and Taisis asks from the Gemara and Baba Kama and Afim Gimel. The Gemara tells Sud the Machlikis of Rabbah and Rav Nachman to a case of Nizokin, also when one is paying up Tashlumi of a Hezek. Also the Gemara tells Sud the Machlikis Rabbah and Rav Nachman that he's only Nechshav Amuchzik on the Karka according to Rabbah, and according to Rav Nachman he's Nechshav Amuchzik only on the Mois. In fact, Taisis, according to the Rashbam, that the Svar, why is Nechshav Amuchzik, by according to Rav Nachman, is because Mois Solveyu, so therefore when he pays back the Mois, he's Nechshav Amuchzik. By Nizokin, there is no Mois Solveyu. When the Nizik pays up, when the Mazik pays up the Nizik, he pays him up Mois, there was no, the Nizik didn't give the Mazik any Mois, so why is it according to the Rashbam that Alibad Rav Nachman, he should be Nechshav Amuchzik by Tashlumi Ezik? In such a case, we don't have the Svar of Mois Solveyu. And according to the Svar, the Ritva, Efshayesh Li Yashiv Kushi Satoisvist, the Ritva was Mazbed Rashbam, that being that it was Mois Solveyu, therefore the Iker Chayiv is Mois, and when he pays up Karkois, in such a case, we look at it, Kilo, he's selling him the Karka and giving him the Mois that he received for the Mecher, and that's why the Karka is Nechshav Roi, but when he pays up Mois, he's Nechshav Amuchzik. Like the Shittas in Baba Kama and the Aftes that say by Nizok and the Ikipi Rain is Bekesef. The Ikerdine of the Mazik to pay up the Nizik is Bekesef. Vyeshlemia, that being that it's Iker Alochis to pay up Bekesef. The Mele, when he gives Shavu Kesef, it's because, just like we explained by Abal Choyv, it's Kilu, he's giving him the Shavu Kesef and he's giving him back Kesef and paying him the Kesef. And therefore, when he gives him up Moyes, in such a case, he's Nachshav Mukhsik because that's the Iker Choyv. Mashaki, when he pays up Shavu Kesef, it's considered Roy. Just like we said by Abal Choyv, Ikerdine is Bekesef, who didn't by Nizokin, Ikerdine is Bekesef. And therefore, we say, according to Nachman, Gavu Moyes is Nachshav Mukhsik and Gavu Karka is considered Roy. Tezis himself is Chelik and the Ashbam. And Taisis explains the reason why according to Nachman Gavu Mois to Bechor is Neitel Bo Pishnaim is Nechshav HaMuchzik Mashekim by Gavu Karka is considered Roy. So Taisis being at the Derech of Abal Choyv is to pay a Mois, and that's what he's saying Mechdas on. Memele he's Nechshav HaMuchzik on the Mois. The Hainu Taisis understands being that there's a Choyv, the Choyv itself is considered a Muchzik and the Bechor would be Neitel Bo Pishnaim. But being that the normally Abal Choyv pays up in Mois, and that's what he's saying Mechdas on, therefore he's only Nechshav HaMuchzik on what we could assume the Abal Choyv is going to pay. And being that we assume the Abal Choyv is going to pay Mois, and that's what he's saying Mechdas, that's what the Abal Choyv will pay, the entire halacha that he's considered a Muchzik, being that he owes him the money, is Dafka on the Mois and not on the Karkois, and therefore if Nachman says, Gavu Mois, Yeshle is considered a Muchzik on the Mois, but Gavu Karkaimli is considered Roy, and the Mechor is not Eitel Pishnaim, because they have a Choyv Eitel Pishnaim, but Roy Kim Muchzik. The Gemara is Mamshech Amalei Abayi Le Rabbo Le Didoch Kasha Le Nachman Kasha. The Gemara has two kashas on Rabbo. First of all, Maishna Mois or Maishna Karka. Why is it that Mois is considered Roy and the Karka is considered Muchzik? And the Gemara asks a second question that Rabbo says on Afkuf Chav Heimet Beis Mistavra Taimad Ibnei Marova Di Yikova Savta Vezovna Zvine Zvini. And we'll explain this question later on in the Shir. The Gemara then asks two questions on Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman Kasha, first of all, Maishna Karka, that's considered Roy, and the Mois is considered Mochsik. V'roy, Rav Nachman says the Allah is that Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'choy V'savi, and the B'choy V'schoy V'goy V'mehen. If the Yisayim collect Karka from the B'choy V'avu, and another B'choy who the father owes money to could come be Goy from this that the Yisayim collected the Karka. So the Zakta Gemara, we see from there that the Karka is Nachshav Mochsik by the father, and therefore B'choy V'choy V'goy V'mehen. So who adin the bechor should be neitel ba pishnayim? And the Gemara answers, Amalei leli didi kashiv leli Nachman kashiv, because even though we say a chilk tin gavu karka and gavu mois, taimad of bnei marova kar minon lon velon leis virle, we're only saying gavu with the sheet of the bnei marova is, they say a chilk tin gavu karka and gavu mois, aber le didi leis virle, I don't hold of the chilk and ben gavu karka, ben gavu mois, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim on a milver. And the Gemara's questions on Rabbah are difficult to understand. The Gemara's first question on Rabbah that Abaye asked, Maishna Gavu Mois, the Lav Hani Mois, Shavakavuin, Karka Nami, Lav or Karka Shavakavuin. The Gemara asked, what's the chilek between Mois that we say is considered Roy and the Karka is considered Muchzik? We said earlier, the Sfar for Rabbah is Pashut, the Karka is Meshubit to the father, it's Nechshav Mashkin by the father, and therefore it's considered Muchzik, and the Bechor is Neitel Bar Pishnayim. Mashekin the mois are not meshubin, and being that there's no shibud, it's nechshav roy, and it's not nechshav muchzik, and therefore the bechor is not neitel bo pishnayim. The Rashbam is mefarish the Gemara's question. The Ramascha lava karka shav kavu and zok the Rashbam the aviboy loyva mesalik le bezuzi. The Gemara is asking a question in asvara, being that if the loyva would have money, he can mesalik them bezuzi, and they can't take the karka. So therefore, the karka, even though the karka is meshubin, the karka is nechshav roy. They now bechor neitel bo pishnayim as a nechshav muchzik because the loyva has the right ability and the right to be able to mesalik them bezuzi. And in the Gemara's teretz, according to the Rashbam, the Gemara answers that Rabbi says, I'm only saying time of the bnei marava ule didi lo svirli. I don't hold of the chilk between gavu karka and gavu mois. So the Rashbam, the sheet of the bnei marava is that being that the karka is meshubet, so even though he can misalik and bezuzi, still he's considered a muchzik. Being that the karka is meshubedis lo, he's nechshav a muchzik, and the bechor is neitel bo pishnayim. And l'chayr this is a deichik, the shaklavatai of the Gemara in the Kasha asked on Rabbo, Maishna Karka, Maishna Mois, Min Asvara, that being that the Leivik, Min Masalik, and Bezuzi, it's Nechshav Roy, and not Nechshav Amuchzik. And Rabbo answered that Enechanami, I'm asking to that Svara that Ben Gavu Karka, Ben Gavu Mois is considered Roy. Only Bnei Marova hold that if he's Gavu Karka, he's being that there's a Shiba, the Bnei Marova don't hold of the Svara of the Kasha. And the Gemara only answered that the Bnei Marava achelik on the Svar of the Kasha l'chayr to shtikl adoichik in the Shakvatai of the Gemara according to the Pirush of the Rashbam. Rabbi Yonah and in the Chiddush Aran and Rabbi Kivei Eger all explained the Gemara Shakvatai with a different malach than the Rashbam. And the Mefarish the Gemara's question was asking Rabbi Lishitosei, Rabbi in Perikah Poshet holds that Shibud Elav Deir Aisel. Midaraisa, there is no halacha that karka is meshubato b'achayv, that the b'achayv can be gaiva the karkois of the leiva, a few of the leiva sells it to be taif in milakuchis. That entire halacha of being taif karkois milakuchis is only midarabanan. The rabbi holds that shibude lav deraisa. The male effect, the gemara, according to rabbi, what's the chilk in gavu karka and gavu mois? The entire chilk we explained is that the karkois are meshubat, a few b'chay yavun, and therefore the nechshav muchsik by the father. But Rabbi Lishitosu Maishna Mois and Maishna Karka Bina Shibuda Lav Deraisa, what's the chilek between Karka and Mois? Why is it that by Karka we say the father's Nechshon Muchzik and by Mois we consider it Roy and the Bechor is Nanaitel Bob Pishnaim? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara's Teretz is Zok Rabbi Taimu de Bnei Marava Karmin and Velilo Isvile. That I'm saying over this far, Bnei Marava hold Shibuda Deraisa and Bina Tel Shibuda Deraisa, therefore the Karka is Nechshon Muchzik by the father and the Bechor is Nanaitel Bob Pishnaim. My shenkin the didi lishitasi that I hold shibudi lav deraisa in a chenami ben karka and ben mois is nachshavoy ben a bachonoito ba pishnaim because the bachor is nanoito pishnaim beroy kibbe mochsik. The ran is mois is found this pshat fact. The ran in a chenami mid deraisa there is no shibud mid deraisa and melech nachshavoy and in a bachonoito ba pishnaim. But a kabbonim mid abonim chazal and misakana or a loch of shibudim. Chazal and Misakin that the Malva can be given the Karkois of the Leiva, it's Meshubit to the Malva, I feel if the Leiva sells it, there's a lot of Shibuda Akoponim and the Rabbanon, so why don't we say that the father's Nechshav Amuchzik with the Rabbanon and the Bechor should be able to be Neitel Bob Pishnaim? And Zok the Ran, because the Shibud with the Rabbanon can't make the father into a Muchzik, and the Ran is Sleisim and he's not Mefarish, why is it that a Shibud with the Rabbanon can't make the father into a Muchzik that the Bechor should be able to be Neitel Bob Pishnaim? The Bachonin in Koibishuim explained that it's cholok that in Shibuda de Raisa from the Mandiyama Shibuda de Rabbanon, the Shibud that's been created mid de Raisa according to the Mandiyama Shibuda de Raisa is the Karka's Meshubit already. Mishas the Malva gives the Leiva money, the Karka of the Leiva is Meshubit to the Malva. And the Meila in such a case, in the case where the Malva dies, it's Nechshav Muchzik and the Bachon would be Neitel Bob Pishnaim. My shaking if we all Shibuda lav de Raisa, Agam Chazal, and Misakin at Din Shibud Chazal, we're not Misakin that the Karka of the Leiva is already Meshubit Mishas. The Malva gives the Leiva the money, the Karka of the Leiva is nicknit to the Malva, it's Meshubit to the Malva, Avil from the Shas Nesina Samois. So, the Takonis Chazal of Shibuda lav de Raisa, that the Karka should be Meshubit, this is Bishas Gvias Achoiv. When the Malva comes to collect from the Leiva, Chazal and Misakin that the Malva can go to the Lakuchas and take the Karka away. It's a din and a schus gvir that the malva has to be gave the karkois of the leiva, but there is no shibur on the karka chal mishas nasina samois. The Meila Zok Tavachonon, the Ran is saying that in the mandiyama shibudei lav deraisa, agam is a din shibud mid rabbanon. The shibud that's created by the takanas chazal is not a shibud that makes the karka into a muchzik, and Meila, the father is a nechshav a muchzik on the karka, and a bechor neitel bo pishnaim, it's still nechshav roi, and the bechor is a neitel bo pishnaim. Rikveger, it's printed in the new Rikvegers, the blue Rikvegers, they bring a Rikveger from a Xaviyat of a Talmud. He understood the Ran, this that we say, a Shibud mid Rabbanan cannot make the father into a Muchzik, is not because the Shibud is a different Shibud than the Shibud that's created by the Mount Yom Shibud de Raisa. It's the same Shibud, but being that it's only mid Rabbanan, there's such a Shibud over Memelai, there's a Shibud mid Rabbanan, the father isn't Nechshav a Muchzik, and the Bechor is not Neitel Bo Pishnaim. Mikveg is medamadis to Mechirish Taurus, which it is a man, the Yama, that Mechirish Taurus is only medarabon and mehani medaraisa, there is no such din that one can sell a star. So if Mikveg, if the father buys the star, according to the man, the Yama, that Mechirish Taurus is only medarabon and the Bechor Napi Natal Bapishnaim, being that the father only owns the star medarabon and medaraisa, the father doesn't own the star, his chuzgvi is only medarabon and not medaraisa, he is not nechshav a muchzik on the schoiv and the Bechor Napi Natal Bapishnaim. If the entire schus the father has to be gave with the chayv is only mid rabbanon and not mid deraisa, Dr. Kregi is mavur from this round that such a schus will not make the father into a muchzik, and we will not say the bechor can be neitel bo pishnaim, it would still be nechshavoy, v'ein ha-bechor neitel bo pishnaim, v'yoy kibbe muchzik. The Gemara asks a second question on Rabba from the Maisa and the Avkuf Chofei and Midbeis. The Gemara brings a Maisa from a person who said that his nechosim should go to Safta, u'basra after the Safta's nefteris li'aritoy, it should go to his Yorish. And this person had a daughter who was married, and Shriva, this daughter, died before the Safta was Nifteris. And now, after the Safta is Nifteris, the Baal comes and he's being Teveah, he wants to be Zeich, and this that his wife had a schus of Achrechel Yaratoi, the Baal is tiny, he's the Yerush of the Bas, and therefore the Kavon of the Nason water that should go to the Bas, or the Yerushim of the Bas. And the Gemara brings Machlikas Avuna and Aran and Liyarte Vafil Liyarte Yarte, or do we say Liyarte Viloy Liyarte Yarte? Do we say his kavanah was to give it to Liartoi and to the Yavish of the Yavish, which is the Baal, and now the Baal would be Zeichem the Karka? Do we say that his kavanah was to give it to the Yartoi, but when Malkim that Yartoi is not alive, he did not have in mind to give it to Yartoi, to give it to the Baal, who is the Yavish of his daughter? And the Gemara brings the Shita of Bnei Ma'arava. Bnei Ma'arava said, Afilu, if we had to say his kavanah was Liartoi, va'afilu Liartoi Yartoi, and he had kavanah to give it to the Yoshim of the daughter, it's dafka to a Ben Abbas, to the Yoshim of the daughter. But Mashenki, when it comes to the Baal, this karkas nechshav roi, vein a Baal noitel, and the Baal doesn't have a schus yirushin to be noitel b'roi kememochsik. And the Gemara explains, being that if the Safta would sell the karka before she was nifteres, then in such a case there is no halacha v'achrecha li'artoi, there's no halacha that the karka should go afterwards to the Bas. So being that the Safta has the schus and the koyach to be able to mafkir the entire schus that the Yartoi have to be zeich in this achrecha li'artoi, the male of the karka is nechshav roi, v'ein abal yerush b'roi kememuchsik, it's considered roi by the daughter, and the baal is not noitel b'roi kememuchsik. And Rabbi says, Mistava time of the Bnei Ma'arava. Rabbi says that this time of the Bnei Ma'arava is Mistava, that it's considered Roy, and the Baal cannot be Neitel B'Roy Kerem Mochsik. So, in fact, the Gemara, if Rabbi himself says that being that the Safta has the Koyach to sell the Karka, and if she would sell the Karka, then the Bas would not have the Koyach to get the Karka after the Safta is Nifteris. And being that the Safta has the Koyach to Mafkir, the Schus of the Bas, it's considered Roy Eitzel Abbas, and the Baal would not be Yerush, because the Baal is now Yerush B'Roy Kerem Mochsik. In fact, the Gemara, who had been by a Baal Chayv also, being that the Baal Chayv could sell the Karka, and he can misalak the schus that the Malva has to be gave with the Karka, therefore it should be considered Roy, when a Bechor Noitel be Roy Kirim Mochsek, and therefore the Bechor should not take Pishnaim in the case of Govu Karka. In fact, the Gemara, how could Rabbi say Govu Karka Yeshloi? This is how the Ashbam is Mefarish the Kash of the Gemara. And Dr. Ashbam, the Gemara answers to this, the Gemara's Chilik, that is Loidomi, the case of the Safta, to the case of a Malva and a Loiva. In the case of the Safta has a koyach to misalak legamri, that the Bas will have no schusim bechlal in the karka. If the Safta sells the karka before she's nifteris and there's no karka around b'shas patiris ha Safta, then it's not chal bechlal the halacha v'achrecha li'artoi, and the Bas has no schusim bechlal to take this karka. In such a case, we consider the karka to be royeitz al Bas, and the Baal is not yerusha because in a Baal neitel b'royeke remuchsik. Mashenken, in the case of a Baal Choyf, Agam, the Loiva has a Koyach to Mesalik, the Schus that the Mal has to take the Karka, he can Mesalik in Bezuzi, but he can't be Mesalik in Legamri, he can't be Mesalik from taking anything, he can Mesalik in Bezuzi by giving him Mois, Bim Koyim the Karka, he can give him Mois and be Mesalik in Bezuzi. But being that he has to give him the Choyf, there's a Chiyav here, which is Meshabit the Karka, he has some sort of Kinyan and Bailas in the Karka, that he has to give him something in order to Mesalik him, that Bailas is Nechshava Mukhsik, and Memeil the Allah is that it's considered Mukhsik, and the Bukhar is Neitel Bopishnai, and being that it's Mukhsik and not Roy. The Bnei Yehuda asks on this Pirush of the Ashbam, effect that Bnei Yehuda Lechoyah, this Svar is Pshuta Adn Roy, what was the Havmin of the Gemara? It's Pashut Sheish Techalik between the case of the Safta with the Safta has a Koyach to Mestalik any Schus that the Bas has in the Karka. If the Safta sells it and the Karka is not around, Bishas Ptiroso, the Bas has no Schusim in the Karka. Over there, it's Nechshav Roy. Mashenki, in the case of a Baal Choyv, where the Baal Choyv has a Schus in the Karka, he has a Kinyan in the Karka, and the only way to Mestalik him is to give him Mois, that's the way to be Mekayim his Schus. But there's no way to misalik his chus. You can't be misalik him legami. Fact the Ben Yehuda, it's poshut sheish techalik. Why the case of a Baal Choyv, the malv is considered muchsik in the karka, and the bechosh b'neitel b'pishnayim. So the Ben Yehuda, the second question of the Gemara is not a kasha by itself. So the Ben Yehuda, the Gemara just mechazik the first question. According to Ben Yehuda, the first question of the Gemara was asking Rabbi Lishitosi that shibudi lav deraisa. In fact, the Gemara being that according to Rabbi Shibudi Lav Deraisa, why is it that by Karka we say it's considered Muchsik and the Rechor is Neitel Bo Pishnayim, that Gavu Karka Yeshloi? So the Ben Yehuda, the Gemara is being Moisef on the Kasha, if Shibudi Lav Deraisa and the Loiva has a Koyach to sell the Karka, be Misalik the Malva from the Karka. In fact, the Gemara, in a case where the Loiva can Misalik the Malva from the Karka, and maybe it's Nechshav even more Roy, we see by the case of a Safta, where the Safta is a schus to be misalik the bas, that's nechshav roy etzel abas, and the Baal is not etzel bo pishnayim, because he's not, and the Baal is not yerush, because the Baal is not yerush, be roy kim emochsik. The main effect, the Gemara, who adim ashibudi lav derais, it should be daimed to the case of the Safta, being that the malve has, the loiva has a koyach to misalik, and he's schus the malve has in the karka, what should be the chil between karka and mois? Why is it that by karka, because of the schus of the malve, we say it's nechshav emochsik, and the mechor is etzel bo pishnayim? That's chus that the malva has in the karka, the loiva is able to be misalik, and it shouldn't help him be a mochsik, and therefore if we say shibudi lav derais, it should be nechshav a mochsik. And the Chayyur, according to the Rashbam, it's dochuk, the entire Teretz and Chiluk. The Rashbam says to be mechalak in the case of Safta, in the case of a Malva Veloive, it's Ike Chosim and Asefer. The Gemara doesn't mention this in the Gemara's Teretz, and that's a dochuk in the Pirush of the Rashbam, that the Ike Teretz of the second Kasha is Chosim and Asefer. Mashaikin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ike Teretz of the Gemara is that Rabbi is saying that Bnei Marava hold Shibudu Deiraisa. And once they hold Shibudu Deiraisa, then to both questions of the Gemara fall away. Once Bnei Marava hold Shibudu Deiraisa, and it's Machmas the Shibud that the Malva has in the Karka that is considered a Muchsik, and Mele, it's not Shver, Maishna Karka, Maishna Mois, it's understandable, the Chilkin Karka and Mois. And the entire second question of the Gemara was just to mechazik the first question, that don't tell me there's a chilek because the malva is a schus to be goyvi the karka machmas the shibud, and that's like the Gemara being that he can mesalik the shibud, that shouldn't make him into a mochzik. But that's only in shibudi lav deraisa, but we're not saying the kinyan mikoyach the shibud, we're just calling mikoyach the schus kviya. Mashenkin, the mandiyom is shibudi deraisa, where he has a kinyan in the karka machmas the shibudi deraisa, so once the Gemara's first question is miyoshev, what then the Gemara's second question is miyoshev, and according to Ben Yehuda, when Rabbi came and said, the time of the Bnei Marava, Karminon, Ulididila is freely, the Gemara's answering both questions, he doesn't have to nichnas into the deichik of the Rashbam, that the ikka teretz of the second question is chasam and asefer. The Gemara had asked on Rav Nachman two questions. This time Rav Nachman says, Govu karka is einoy and govu mois is yeshlo effect. The Gemara maishna karka for mois, why is it that mois is nechshav mochzik and the karka is nechshav roi and the bachor is not neutral pishnaim from his gover govu karkois. Fact the Gemara's second question from Rav Nachman and Rabbi Ba'avur, yisoyim shagovu karka b'choy v'savi and the b'choy v'schoy z'vigoy v'yisoy mehen. The Rashbam is mefarish the Gemara's question that there's a halacha by a bachayv also that the bachayv is not goyve b'roi kim a muchzik. A bachayv can only be goyve his chayv from whatever's muchzik by the loive, not min a roi by the loive. The main effect the Gemara, if we see yisayim shagavu with the karkois, b'nichse avu and the bachayv is chayze v'goyve yisamehen. So we see that this, that the yisayim v'gavu karkois is nechshav a muchzik and therefore the bachayv is chayze v'goyve mehen. Im kenu adin by a bechor, the bechor shbi neitel ba pishnayim, being that it's nechshav a muchzik eitzel avu, and the bechor shbi neitel ba pishnayim. The bechon in the kaibuchum asks on the etzim halacha of the Rashbam, this that the Rashbam is mechadish the halacha, the Rashbam holds a bachayv is not goyve b'roi ki b'muchzik, he's only goyve min a muchzik, and he's not goyve min a roi. In fact, the bechon, when it comes to a bechor, the Gemara brings miyutim and psukim, this that a bechor is not neitel b'roi ki b'muchzik, this that a bechor is not neitel pishnayim in the Yerusha b'roi ki b'muchzik. We don't find the Gemara ever being a pasuk that a bachayv is not gave min a roi, just like he's gave min a muchzik. Im came min nolei this halacha. Where do we see this halacha? Where does it come from that a bachayv is not gave min a roi, that a bachayv could only be gave min a muchzik? But akoponim shita ser Rashbam is that a bachayv is not gave min a roi, a bachayv could only be gave min a muchzik. And therefore the Gemara's question is, if we see a bachayv could be gave from the karka that gov yusayim in bachayv saviyan, who are din the bachosh be neitel ba pishnayim, because it should be nechsham muchzik and not roi. When Kveger asked that Kol Zeh is only Nicha according to the Shita of Rashbam, this is a Machlokes of Rishonim, the Shita of Tosis and of Kuftin and Tesis, that a Bechor is Goyvim in a Roy, just like he's Goyvim in a Mochzik. And in Kain, according to Tosis, was Pshan the Gemara's question, what's the Gemara being Medamer, that Yisayim Shagabu Kaka Bechor Visavi and Bechor Vischoy Zeh Vigoy Vishay Mehen, who had done that the Bechor Shmenetu Opishnayim, Ainyin Zeh Itzel Zeh. Maybe it's Nechshav Roy and the Bachayv is Goyva, Agam it's Nechshav Roy, being it's Meshuvah to the Bachayv, it can be Goyvet, but our component of the Bachayv is Anitol Bo Pishnayim, meaning that it's Roy, and the Bachayv is Anitol Pishnayim, but Roy can be Mochsik. The Rashbam is Mepharish, the Gemara is Teres, that this day of Nachman says, Yisayim Shagav Karka Bachayv is Avi, and the Bachayv is Chayzav Goyva Yisayimahen, is not Midin that it's considered Mochsik, and the Bachayv can be Goyva Min Mochsik. So the Rashbam, this that Nachman says the same shikavu karka the bachayv is choyzev begayv mehen is alpi the gemara psachem and daf lamed aleph. The gemara explains she does with Nachman is it's about geboyt and shibudu de abnasin, that being that the bachayv, the father owes the bachayv money and the leiva owes the father money. Midin shibudu de abnasin, the malva of the father can be gave from the leiva of the father, can be gave from the bachayv the abu, and midin shibudu de abnasin. And that's the halacha that Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'chayv Esavu, and it's Meshubit to the Malva Midin Shibudu De'am Nosn, that he has a koyach to be gave from the labor of the father. And Memela, even though the Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'chayv Eschayzev Goyv Esamir Midin Shibudu De'am Nosn. But we don't see from here that the Karka is Nechshav Muchzik by the father, from this that the B'chayv can be gave it. Memela, we could still say it's considered Roy, Vein Abachon Eitel Pishnayim B'Roy Kibbe Muchzik. Tosis is matmi on the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, the Ike Teretz b'divrei Rav Nachman is chosam in Asefer. The Gemara only answered the Gemara's questions for the Gemara. That's Zok Rabba, the time of the Bnei Marava Karminon v'lilei Sfirlei. And we don't see from there Bechlal any svar of Shibuda de Abnasin, any Shaka Vetariah, Benegashitas of Nachman, that the reason why Rav Nachman says the same Shagav Kaka Bechavis Amien, the Bechavis Chayze Vegavin, if we didn't Shibuda de Abnasin and not Medin that a Shibut's considered Mochsik. Fact is, according to the Ashbam, it's Iker Chosim and Asafer, the Gemara didn't say of any Tarets for Rav Nachman, the Gemara left it open, had to answer up the Kashin of Nachman, the Ashbam was Moisif the Tarets from himself. The Mela Tarets brings from it, Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natan explained the Gemara's teretz that according to Rabba, it's time of the name of Rabba Kamina Valila Spirle, the Rabba holds Ben Gavu Karka, Ben Gavu Moyes is Einlai. The Kozel Lishitas Rabba, and according to Rav Nachman, it's time of the name of Rabba Kamina Valila Spirle, because Rav Nachman holds Ben Gavu Karka, Ben Gavu Moyes is Yeshlai. Other Rabba, not only the Moyes is Nechshema Muchsik, but the Karka is also Nechshema Muchsik, according to Rav Nachman. So when the Gemara answered, time of the name Arava Karminan Velila Isfile, according to Rabbi, it's because Ben Karka Ben Mois is Einloi, and according to Rav Nachman, it's Ben Karka Ben Mois is Yeshloi, and the Gemara is answering that even though Rav Nachman says he is saying Mishagabu Karka Bechavis Avuin, the Bechavis is Chayza Vegavis Amiens, we see it's Nechshara Mochsek, Rav Nachman also had been Benegir Bechor, also the Bechor is Neitabal Pishnayim. It's only according to Bnei Arava that he was saying that Gavu Mois Yeshloi, Gavu Karka Einloi. Rabbi Nehenu brings another mahalach to explain the shakaratai of the Gemara and betchil effect of Rabbi Nehenu. The question we mentioned earlier, shitas Rabbi Nehenu, is that about choyv is goyvim in a roy. So for that, what's the Gemara being medam and asking for a nachman yisayvim shagoyvu karka b'choyv is avi and the b'choyv is choyze v'goyv is amayen. In fact, Rabbi Nehenu, maybe it's considered roy, the b'choyv could be goyvim in a roy, but the b'chor isn't eitel b'pishnayim. What's the Gemara's question? Dr. Rabbi Nehenu, the Gemara's question on Rav Nachman is a kosher came from Rabbi. The svar of Rav Nachman Be'emison is that Yisayim Shagavu Karka B'chayv Yisaviyan Ba'al Chayv is Chayzah V'Goyva Yisamehen. The Ba'al Chayv can be Goyva from Yisayim Shagavu Karka. And because of that, we should really see the Av as a Muchsik in the Karkois and the B'chor should be Neitel B'Pishnayim. This that we say Gavu Mois Yeshle Gavu Karka Einle is being that Yisayim can be Mesalak to Ba'al Chayv B'Zuzi. They have a Koyachti Mesalakim that makes the Karka into Roy and therefore the B'chor isn't Neitel B'Pishnayim. Being that Yisayim have a Koyachti Mesalak to Ba'al Chayv and keep the Karka. Therefore, it's Nechshav Roy, and the Bechor isn't like the Baal Pishnayim. In fact, the Gemara Akashi, if we see that Rabba holds that Gavu Karka Yeshloi, and Rabba is the Mora, the Shmaitza, that when it comes to the Maisa, the Safta, Rabba said it's Nechshav Roy, being that the Safta is a Koyach to Mesalak the Bas. If the Safta sells the Karka, she can Mesalak the Bas. Zog Rabba, that makes it into Roy, and therefore the Baal isn't Yerish, the Nechosim that the Bas was supposed to get, because the Baal isn't Yerish, Roy Kirim Muchsik. And even though Rabbi over there holds a disvara that when it comes to the Safta, because the Safta could be Mesalik, the Bas, that makes the Roy Eitzel Abbas, Afiluachi, when it comes to a Baal Chayv, being that the Yisayim can't be Mesalik, the Baal Chayv Lagami, they have to Akoponim pay Mois, and they can't be Mesalikim Lagami, therefore Gavu Kaka, Yeshla, it's Nechshav into a Muchsik, and it's not Dummy to the case of the Safta. So we see that Rabbi holds of the Svar, being Mesalik, makes it into Roy, Afiluachi, when it comes to a Baal Chayv, being that it can't be Mesalik Lagami, therefore it's Nechshav a Muchsik, and the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim. In fact, the Gemara, if we see that according to Rabbi, it's Nechshav a Muchsik, and it can be Neitel Ba Pishnayim, culture can, according to Rav Nachman, it should be Nechshav a Muchsik, and the Bechor should be Neitel Ba Pishnayim. Being that Nachman holds Yisayim Shagav Karka B'chayv Yisaviyim, it's not the B'chayv Yisayim Shagav Karka B'chayv Yisaviyim, and the only Svar we would say it's Roy is because they can Mesalik and Bezuzi, Misi being Mesalik Bezuzi isn't Nechshav a Siluk, and therefore it should be Nechshav a Muchsuk, and the B'chayv should be Neitel Ba Pishnayim. Zogt Rabbi Nehenu Memela, the entire question of the Gemara is based on the Havmin of the Gemara. The Gemara and the Havmina asked on Rabba from the Maisa the Safta, that being that the Safta can Mesalik the Bas Lagami, therefore it's Nechshav Roy Eitzel Abbas. In fact, Abaye and Rabbim came, why is it the Gavu Karka Yeshloi, being that Shibudi Lav Deraisa and it's not a Kinyan Gomer? So why do we say if Shibudi Lav Deraisa and it's not a Kinyan Gomer and the Yisayim can Mesalik in Bezuzi, it shouldn't be Nechshav Amuchsik, being that the Yisayim can Mesalik in Bezuzi? And Agam that they can't be Mesalik Lagami, but Mokan that it's not a Kinyan Gomer, Abaye held it's Domi to the Maisa the Safta, that being that they can Mesalik in Bezuzi, it should be Nechshav Roy. And Abaye held that according to Rabba, the only teretz is that Agam it's not a Kinyan Gomer because Shibudi Lav Deraisa Tzorich Lachalik in the Maisa de Safta and the case of a Malva, the case of a Malva and Yisayim. By the case of the Safta being that Kim Mesalik Lagami Memela, we say that it's Nechshav Roy Mashenkin. By the case of a Malva with Yisayim kept Mesalik Lagami, they still have to pay money, it's not Nechshav Roy, it's Nechshav Amuchsik. Zogt Abaye, if we say according to Rabba that it's Nechshav Amuchsik, and Rabba is the one who says by Safta it's Nechshav Roy, and Afilu Achi over here, even though Shibudi Lav they write it's Nechshav Amuchsik, Koshikin according to Rav Nachman, we should say that it's not Mahani this that they can Mesalik the Malva Bezuzi, and it's Nechshav Amuchsik, and the Bechor should be Neitel Ba Pishnayim. And to that effort, the Gemara that Rabbi says he's only going according to the time of the Bnei Ma'arava V'lilei Svi'alei, that Rabbi holds Shibudi Lav De'Raisa, but Bnei Ma'arava holds Shibudi De'Raisa. And once Bnei Ma'arava holds Shibudi De'Raisa, Memele, it's partial that it's Nechshav Amuchsek Machmas, that there's a Kenyan Gomer, and being that he can't, this that he can Mesalak and Bezuzi is not Mahani, Bemokim Shibudi De'Raisa, Bemokim a Kenyan Gomer. Being that the father had a Kenyan Gomer, Shibudi De'Raisa, he had a Kenyan Gomer in the Chayiv, Memele, it's Nechshav Amuchsek, and the Bechor is Neitel Bar Pishnayim. But Rabbi himself, who says Shibudi Lav De'Raisa, it's dummy to the case of Safta, and being that he can Mesalak and Bezuzi, it would be Nechshav Roy, and Afilu Gavu Karka also would be Einlai. Umemelet pocket the kashan of Nachman, the entire kashan of Nachman is only a kosh again from Rabbo, that if it's Nechshav Amuchsek, Aliba de Rabbo, Avad according to Nachman, there's no svar, this taking Mesalak and Bezuzi, and it would still be Nechshav Amuchsek. But once the Gemara Lamaskana says that Rav Nachman is going in time of Divnei Ma'arava, and that the Rabbi is going according to time of Divnei Ma'arava, who holds Shibud De'Raisa, and Mela, we could say that this study, Kimisalak and Mezuzi, makes it into Roy, Aliba de Rav Nachman, just like Aliba de Rabbi's Gabu Karka, Einloi, who would then according to Rav Nachman, being that he Kimisalak and Mezuzi is Gabu Karka's Einloi, and Mela is not Shver, once the Gemara answers time of the Divnei Ma'arava, Karmin and Belilai Svirilai, and Rabbi holds Shibud De'Raisa, and Bnei Ma'arava holds Shibud De'Raisa, Mela is Miyush of all the questions, even Miyush of the Kasha on Rav Nachman also, and it's Nicho according to Ben Yehuda that we don't have an Ikka Chosim in our Sefer. According to Ben Yehuda, where once we answer that Rabbis are going according to time of Divnei Ma'arava, it's Miyush of all the Kashas, and the more spoke at the entire Teretz. And the Etzem Maisa of the Safta, who Gavra that said, Nichsoi le Safta ubasu li artoi, and he had a daughter, and that daughter was Nifteris before the Safta was Nifter, and the Baal wants to now be Zeichel, this that the Bratoi is the Yarti, that he wants to be Zeichel mitzad achrecha li Yarti, he should be Zeichel in the Karka lacha ptiris ha Safta. And the Gemara brings Machlikis, Rav Huna and Rav Anon, Rav Huna held that the Kavona, when a person says, Achrecha li Yartoi, I mean li Yarti vaafilu li Yarti Yarti, and being that the Baal is a Yarti Yarti, he's a Yavish of the Yavish, he's a Yavish of the Baal, his Kavona was to give it to the Baal of his daughter. And Rav Anon is Chalikis says, li Yarti viloi li Yarti Yarti. When he says liyati means dafka to his yoyvish, dafka to a son or a daughter or a father, a yoyvish, but not liyati yati, not to the husband of his daughter who is a yati yati, he's a yoyvish of a yoyvish that wasn't his kavana in the achrecha, and therefore the Baal cannot be zeich in the karka. The Rashbam is mefarish according to Ravan on this that we say liyati v'loy liyati yati is discussing a case that there are no yoshim alive anymore, and the Rashbam gives a mashal of which yoshim would be alive, that they would be yarsh and they would be included in yati yati. And Zach the Ashbam Moisa Bitoi Kayemis Oi Ochiv Oi Aviv the Kalelo Ani Kaira Ben Yartoi. Bitoi, Ochiv and Aviv are all called Yartoi, and they would Yarsh and they would be included in the Achrecha Liyati. But the Baal of his wife, that's Liyati Yati, or Ben Bitoi, Zach the Ashbam, Ben Bitoi is Nechshav Liyati Yartoi, and therefore it's not included when he says Achrecha Liyati, his kavod is not to give it to the husband of his Bas, or to give it to Ben Bitoi. The Achreinim Medaik from this Ashbam, not like the Shita Sayamban. The Ramban in Parshas Pinchas in Perekhov Zayim Pasuk Tes is Mavur that he understands this, that one brother yashins another brother is not the pshat that it goes directly from one brother to the other. Zak the Ramban, there is no Yerusha Litzdodin. A Yerusha can't go sideways, it can't go from one brother directly to the other brother. This that we find one brother yashins the other brother, it's because the Av, even if the Av isn't alive anymore, after the first brother dies, his nechassim go to the father. The father is the first Yerush Makna, there are no children, the nechassim go to the father. And even if the father's not alive, he yashins it bekever. And now the father's sons, which is the brother, come and yashin the father. They yashin this that the father was eichel bekever. Zokte achreinim, zokte avachonim, zokte stiplitz, mevufim the Ashbam, not like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, when one brother yashins another brother, would also be called liyarti yarti. It's the father really yashining his son, and then the father's sons are now yashining the father, and that's liyarti yartoi. From this that the Ashbam says that the brothers considered yarti are not considered yarti yartoi, it's before that the Ashbam understands Yerusha goes litzdodin, and the Yerusha goes directly from one brother to the other brother, and b'makom that the father's not alive, even though normally the father comes before the other brothers, but b'makom that the father's not alive, it doesn't go to the father, it goes directly to the other brothers. We have machlikas, the Ramban and the Ashbam. According to the Ramban, it would be nechshav yarti yartoi because it goes to the father from there to the brothers, and according to the Ashbam, it goes directly from one brother to the other brother, and if it's nechshav yarti in our sugya, even according to Anan, if there's a brother alive, it would be achrechel yartoi, the brother would be zeicher. We mentioned earlier the Gemara is masik that sholchu mitam hilchasa kavosei de'avanan v'lav mitamei. That hilchasa kavosei de'avanan that the Baal doesn't yarshin v'lav mitamei. It's not because liyarti v'lo liyarti yartoi. And in such a case, afilo ben abbas is also considered yarti yartoi. Sagt der Gemara, wa de liyati wa afilu liyati yartoyin a ben Abbas is included if there's a ben Abbas he is zeiche after this after. Only a Baal doesn't yarshin because it's considered roi and the Baal is not yerish be roi kibim uchsik. And the Gemara brings after a rabbi mistavra taimad of name Arava, sagt der, why is it considered roi? The yikodim savta vizovna zvini zvini. The savta has a right if the savta would sell the karka before she's nefteris, the zvina is a zvini, and then it wouldn't go achrechel yaratoi, it wouldn't go to the yerush after the savta, therefore it's nechshav roi, vein abal yerush per roi, and therefore the baal doesn't get the yerusha. And there's a machlekes of Rishonim, I don't understand this svar of the bnei marava, which Rav is explaining mistavra taimed of bnei marava, that being that the savta can sell the zvina zvini, it's nechshav roi. The Rashbam is mefarish that the bnei marava hold that achrechel zlav kmiachshav dami. When a person says nichsei l'savto ve'achrecho li'artoi, at what point is he giving it to Yartoi? Is it only after that the savto is nefteris, then it goes to Yartoi, and therefore zeichin de karkal achab tiris ha'savto? Or do we say that it's a kol'im ve'achrecho k'im yachshav dami, and it's kilo right now he's giving it to savto, and he's being maknet li'artoi right now, that achab tiris ha'savto, they should be zeichin de karkal, but they get a schus in the karkal right now? So Dr. Rashbam, if we are to say that the Safta can sell it, and if she sells it, it's Zvini, Zvini, and she's Mafkiya, the Bas, Al Korchach, we say, Achrechos, Lav, Ke'im, Me'achshav, Domi. And the Brata, the Artoi, didn't get a schus in the Karka, B'shas, Nisinosa, to the Safta, and therefore, if the Safta sold it, it's Zvini, Zvini, and therefore, it's Nechshav, Roy, and the Baal is not Yerish, because the Baal isn't Yerish, B'Roy. But Dr. Rashbam, if we are to say that it's Ke'im, Me'achshav, Domi, and the Safta wouldn't be able to sell it, and be Nechshav, Muchzik, and the Bechor would be Neitabah, Pishnayim, and the Baal would get a Yerush, would be Nechshav, Muchzik. Toysis and Avkuf Chofei Amaral from Zavur that he's Chelik on the Rashbam, and Toysis is Mavur that he understood the Gemara, even if we had to say, Koloim Achrechus came in Meachshav Domi, and the Bas already has a schus b'shas nesinosa to the Safta, she has a schus in the Karka, the Lachab Tiris has Safta, she is Zoich in the Karka, she has a Kinyan in the Karka right now. Afiluachi, the Safta has a Koyach that in Mochva Zvini Zvini, if the Safta would sell it, she would be able to be Mesalik and be Mafkiya the Bas, and being that she has a Koyach to be Mesalik and Mafkiya the Kinyan of the Bas, even though the Bas already owns it now, Kol Kamen at the Safta can Mafkiya the Bas, it's Nechshav Roy Eitzel Abbas, and the Baal doesn't Yarshin it because the Baal isn't Yerish B'Roy. Akoponim is Mavur, Machlik is Toysan the Rashbam, where then if we say, Koloim Achrecho Kamen Meachshav Domi, do we say that the Safta could sell it? Do we say that it's Dafka if Koloim Achrecho is not Kamen Meachshav Domi, then the Safta has a Koyach to sell it, and therefore Zok the Rashbam, it's Nechshav Roy, it's Alabas. But if the Bas already has a Koyach and a Schus in it and a Kinyan in it, then the Safta doesn't have a Schus to sell it, Bechlal. And Taisis, and there's also the sheet of the Balamor, Achelik, and they hold that Afil of Koloim Achrecho is Kamen Meachshav Domi, and the Bas has an actual Kinyan in the Karka Mishas Nesinasa, the Safta. Afil Ochi, the Safta has the Koyach to be able to sell it and be able to Mafkiya the Bas, and therefore it's Nechshav Roy, it's Alabas. Ve'ena Baal Yerushoy, because the Baal isn't Yerush B'Roy. And the chayyid is svara of Tosis and the Balamor is sorg beer. If we had to say kolayim me'achrecho kamen me'achshav dami, and the bas already has a schus in the karka, she is already zeicha in this karka that she's going to get it when the safta is nefteris. So in kain, how could the safta sell it? How could the safta be mafkir the kinyan that the bas already has in the karka? And the ksayis achoshin simin veishma mechesiv katan yeralef explains that when he gives it to the safta and he says achrecho lebrata and it's kolayim me'achshav dami that the bas is ready to be zeicha in the karka, it's in a sin al tanai. He's only giving it to the bas me'achshav that she should be zeicha in the karka only if the safta doesn't sell it. It's pitnai that the safta doesn't sell it. If the safta sells the karka, then it was never nosen bechlal to the bas. But if the safta doesn't sell it, then it's nosen to the bas kemi achshav domi, and therefore the bas has a koyach to sell it. V'yemachva zvini zvini, and therefore it's nechshav roi, and v'ein abal neitul b'roi. Fekte amban on the balamor and on toisvis, fekte amban, how can we say just because of a tnai ba'almo that the bas has a koyach and a schus to be able, the safta has a koyach to be able to misalik the bas, it was only nosen to the bas al tnai. And if the Safta isn't Mekayim, the Tnai was never nosen to the Bas. Why does that make it Roy? Why does that make any Chalishas, any weakness in the Kinyan of the Bas, and this is that she owns the Karka? If the Safta doesn't sell it and ends up falling to the Bas, L'choy, we see that Tnai wasn't Niskayim, Mela was always by the Bas, a Kinyan Gomer, and if it's Minechshav Muchzik, and the Bechosh Minechshav Bopishnayim, and the Baal should be able to Yarshan it. And we see from Taisis from the Baal Amor, a Chiddish in the Sa'alocha, that we say that if one can be Mestalak the Bas, it's Nechshav Roy. Not only if it's a chalishas in the kinyan, there's a weakness in the kinyan that somebody can misalik like a shibud, that if the yisayim can misalik the baal chayiv, that makes it into roi, and the bechor wouldn't be netobah pishnayim. But afil of the kinyan's a kinyan gomer, only it's a kinyan al tonight, and the safta through the tonight could be misalik the kinyan that the bas has and make it that it's not niskayim the tonight and the bas never got this karka. That's enough to say it's considered roi, and being that it's considered roi, the Baal wouldn't yashin it. And this svar is a machlikas, the Baal Amar, and the Amban also has to be be'etzem, a schwachkeit in the kinyan, a weakness in the kinyan. That's what makes it into roi, because the person can be a suluk from the karka. And according to the Baal Amar, according to Toisvitz, it has nothing to do with what kind of kinyan the person has. If it's not vadai coming to the person, it's nechshav roi, and being that the safta has the ability through the tonight to be able to sell the karka, it made it's nechshav roi, and the Baal doesn't yashin it, because in a Baal neitel beroi. And the Achayah, there are two nafkaminis, that's Yotzon Lono from this machlikas between the Ashbam and Taisis between the machlikas, the Baal Amar and the Mechamis. The Mechabin Shulchan Aruch brings this machlikas, it's machlikas, the Mechabin, the Amar and Simen Reshme, Meches Siv Zayin. The Mechabin Paskin, that all the dinim that are Yotzon Lono from our Sugya of Nichsid Lesafto Basel Yartoi are discussing a case where the person didn't speak out that it's Me'ayayim. He said that it's Achrecha Liyati without speaking out Me'ayayim. Was Dr. Mechav, if he speaks at Me'ayoyim, if he says that he's giving it Me'ayoyim, the Safta, Basul, the Artoy, and he wants to makne Me'ayoyim, then the Safta doesn't have a koyach and ability to be able to sell the karka. In such a case, it wouldn't be Nechshav Roy, it would be Nechshav Mochsik. And the Amor is Chelik, and he says, Yesh Cholkim, that there's no Chelik if the person spoke at Me'ayoyim or didn't speak at Me'ayoyim. And the argument is Machlik is the Ashbam and Taisis, the Ashbam understood our Sugya is Dafka from Me'achrechas, Lavka, or Me'achshav Domi. But if the person spoke at Me'ayim, then the halachas of our sugya would not be true. The safta wouldn't be able to sell the karka, and the karka wouldn't be nechshav roi. Mashen King Taisus of our sugya is discussing afil of kolayim me'achrechas kaim me'achshav dami. So what then if the person spoke at Befevish Me'ayim and he spoke at me'achshav, it wouldn't make any nafkamino, and afil lachi the safta could sell the karka, and it would still be nechshav into a roi. And there's another nafkamino, Reb Shmuel brings a nafkamino b'negeh whether or not the ben of the bas wasn't ba'olam b'shas nanasina la safta. Zokteb Shmuel, if we had to say that Kolayma Achrechas came in Achshav Domi and the Bas is being Zeichim Miyad in the Karka, she owns it now, therefore, when after the Safta's Nefterah, she has a Schuss in the Karka, in Kainafil of the Ben isn't Ba'olam, after the Safta's Nefterah, it goes to the Bas, this was her belongings that she had this Schuss and she was Moirish the Schuss down to her son. When Me'ilafil of the son wasn't Ba'olam, Akopanim, the son is still Yerish, she's Yerish the Schuss that his mother had in the Karka, that after the Safta's Nefterah, she is Zeichim in the Karka. And mele afilu by loy b'loylam the ben would be able to be yerish the karka. Mashenkin according to the Ashbam that says we are going kolayim achrechas lav kamei me'achshav dami. And this that the yarti yartoi are yerish is not because the bas has a schus and she's moirish the schus to her yarshim. The reason why the ben abbas is yerish is because the yarti afil yarti yartoi is in the scene that after the safta's nifteres he is giving this karka now to the yarti yartoi. It's Ki'ilu, the Noisin HaMaton is giving it to the Ben Abbas, B'Shas Misas HaSafto. And if this Ben Abbas wasn't Ba'ilim B'Shas HaNesina, and when the Shas Tekinyim was being made, he wasn't Ba'ilim yet, you know, the Makne L'Dovish Aloy Ba'ilim, and he can't be Makne to the Ben Abbas. Samele Fishita Ser Ashbam, if the Ben Abbas wasn't Ba'ilim, B'Makam that the Abbas was Nefteris Koidin P'tiyos HaSafto, in such a case, the Ben Abbas would not be Zeichin the Nechassim, because Eno the Makne L'Dovish Aloy Ba'ilim, and being that he wasn't Ba'ilim B'Shas HaNesina, Memele he can't be Makne to him, and once his mother's not alive, then he can't be Zeichin the Nechassim. Akoponim said, over my achlikas, the Ashbam and Toysis, well, not in our sugya of Nichse, the Safto, Bratel, Yartoi, and this that the Gemara says, the Safta can sell it, be Mesalak, the Bas, and if with Nechshav Roy, and the Baal is not Yerish, it is a Dafka, according to the Mandyama, Koloim, Achrecha, Lav, Kaim, Meachshav, Domi, Ruzer, Afilo, according to the Mandyama, Koloim, Achrecha, Kaim, Meachshav, Domi, the Bas was already Zeichen, it, Afilo, Achi, the Safta can Mesalak, and it's Nechshav into Roy. And we said over that this that the Safta is a koyach to sell it is midin tonight. It's only nothing to the bas. Pemakim the Safta doesn't sell. And it's mevu. It's yotzalon or another machloek is if pemakim a tonight a person has a koyach to misalik of the bas from the nechassin. Does that make it roy etzal bas that the baal and the bechor wouldn't be able to be yarshin it because it would be nechshav into a roy? This is yotzalon or taitzal from the machloek is the Ashbam and the Taisvis. And we said over two nafkaminas. First of all, the obvious nafkamina, whether or not the Safta could sell the Nechosim b'mokim that they spoke at, it should be Me'ayim, according to the Ashbam. If they spoke at Me'ayim, then the Safta can't sell it anymore. But taking according to Taisus, I feel if you speak at Me'ayim, still the Safta can sell it, because there's a Tanai that it's only if the Safta doesn't sell it, then it's nothing to the Bas. And we said over a second nafkamina, b'negei, if the Ben Abbas wasn't Ba'ilim b'shas hanasina la Safta. According to Taisus, the Bas is Zeichim B'Shas HaNesina La HaSafta, when the Bas is Nefteris, she's Moirish, that's Chus to the Ben Abbas. According to the Ashbam, that the Bas has no schusim in Slavka, even Miachshav Domi, the Bas has no schusim in Shas, and Sina La Safto, so Mimela, when she's Nefter, she had nothing to be married to her son, only Bishas Misa Sa Safto, the Nesina that he said, Achrech, at that point he is giving it to the Artoi, and I feel the Arti Artoi also, but being that the Kenyan was at a time that the Ben Moslem Pa'ilam, ain't no the Makna, the Dovish Leibo Leilam, and he would not be Zeichen de Nechosim. The Gemara continues with the Psak La Halacha, the Maskon of the Sugya, Mev Papa Hilchasei, and Abal Neutel Beroi Kibbe Muchsik, Abal doesn't Yashin Roi, Abal only Yashin's Muchsik, Vein Abachor Neutel Beroi Kibbe Muchsik, Abachor doesn't take Pishnaim from Roi, he only gets Pishnaim from what is Muchsik. Vein Abachor Neutel Pishnaim Be Milva, Abachor doesn't get Pishnaim from Milva, it's considered Roi, Bein Chegavu Karka, Bein Chegavu Mois, not like the Bnei Marova. Whatever you are goiva, milva is considered roi, and the bechor isn't neitel about pishnayim, and umalva she'imai pligi. And if the bechor owes the father money, malva she'imai palgi, the bechor and the brothers, the halach is yachliku between the bechor and the brothers. The Rishonim are medayik from the lashon of a papa that ena bechor neitel pishnayim b'milva, that he was not got dafka bechor is not neitel pishnayim b'milva. It's mashma by a bal this halacha that a milva is considered roi is not true. By a milva is considered muchzik and a bal is yoshin de alvot. It's only by a bechor the milva is considered roi and in a bechor neutel bo pishnaim. And this is the sheet of the Rimegash and the sheet of the Rambam that when it comes to a bal a milva is considered muchzik and the bal does yoshin de alvot. It's only binege a bechor that we say a milva is considered roi and a bechor neutel bo pishnaim. Toysis and Divya Maschalom, we have Papa is Chaylik on the Vimegash and the Rambam, and Toysis holds this that we say, Eina Bechor Neutel Beroi, Eina Bechor Neutel Bepishnaim Bemilve, is Huadin Benege Abal, it's Lav Dafka Bechor, by Abal, also Milve is considered Roi. Zog Toysis arrived from the Gemara in Babakaman, Daf Membeza Medbeis. The Gemara brings a brisa that says when it comes to Dmei Hezek, if one is Mazik in Isha, and is a Chayv of the Dmei Hezek that the Mazik owes to the Isha, and the Isha dies before the Mazik pays up his Chayv. In such a case, the Yoshim Yashin the Chayv and the Yoshim Yashin the Chayv Hezek that the Mazik owes to the Isha. And the Gemara asks, why is it that the Baal doesn't Yashin the Chayv? And the Gemara is Mukumit by a Grusha. We're discussing a case where there is no Baal, the Isha is already Megureshes, and therefore the Yoshim Yashin the Chayv of the Isha and the Baal doesn't Yashin the Chayv. And the Gemara asks, why are we not Mukumit according to Rabba by Gavu Mois and according to Rabbi Yosef by Gavu Karka? We find Benegeh Bechor, Rabbi says, Gavu Karka, Yeshle, Gavu Mois, Ainle, when it comes to Gavu Mois, it's considered Roy, and the Bechor isn't Neitel Bo Pishnaim, and who didn't according to Rabbi Yosef, Gavu Mois, Yeshle, Gavu Karka, Ainle, we find there are cases of Gvia that a Milva is considered Roy, and the Bechor isn't Neitel Bo Pishnaim. In fact, the Gemara, why don't we say who didn't also the Brisa that says that the Yoshim Yashin, the Dmei Hezek is discussing a case of Gvia that the Milva, the Chayv Hezek was considered Roy, and therefore the Baal doesn't Yashin the Roy, and it goes to the Yoshim of the Isha. And the Gemara answers this, that we are mechalkin Gavu Karka and Gavu Mois, according to Rabban, according to Rabbi Yosef, is only a Liba de Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, there's a chalkin Gavu Karka and Gavu Mois, and therefore we say, according to Rabba by Gavu Mois, and according to Rabbi Yosef by Gavu Karka, it's considered really vain Abachor Neutel Bo Pishnaim. And the Sugi over here, that's Mukhmet by Agrusha, is going a Liba de Rabbi, and according to Rabbi, Abachor is Neutel Pishnaim, in some levels of Roy, and Shvach Sheshbichu Nechosim, according to Rabbi, the Abachor is Neutel Bo Pishnaim. Who are doing when it comes to a milveh, the Bechor is Neitel Bo Pishnaim, and the Baal Yashin is the Chayv, and according to Rabbi, we have to mukim the Braisa that says that the Yoshim Yashin, the Dmei Hezek is discussing a case of a Grusha. So the Tosfos, it's Mashma Dafka Liba de Rabbi, the Baal Yashin is the milveh, Mashakin according to the Rabbanon, just like we say, a Bechor is not Neitel and a milveh Pishnaim, who are doing a Baal would not Yashin the milveh, the Aloch of a Bechor and the Aloch of a Baal are the same. The Mele Tosfos is Chaylik on the Vimegash and the Ramam, and Tosfos of the Baal does not Yashin the milveh, being that the milveh is considered Roy Eitzel HaBechor, who are doing its Roy Eitzel HaBaal, and the Baal does not Yashin the Alvot. The Rosh in our Sugya is Chaylik on Tosfos, and the Rosh holds that the Baal does Yashin a milva a choy that the loiva owes to the Isha, and the Rosh explains, we find in the Gemara and Ksubis that in Usha they were mesakin a takonas Usha, that the Isha shemocha minichse miluk, the Baal is meitz miyad alakuchis, being that the Baal is a schus to the Yashin a nichse miluk, la chamisa se Isha, I feel if the Isha sells the nechosim, the Isha shemocha minichse miluk, the Baal is meitz miyad alakuchis. So the Rosh, just like we find the halacha that the Baal is meitz miyad alakuchis, if the Isha sells the nechosim, who then if the Isha lends out, she lends out nichsim miluk, the leiva borrows the nichsim miluk shel Isha, the Baal has a koyach to be meitz miyad aleiva, the Isha cannot be mafkia the schus of the Yerusha of the Baal. The Avnei Meluim in Simin Sadi Sivkot Nei explains the sheet of the Rosh. So it's not only in the case where the Isha didn't have a right to lend that the Nechassim Bechlal, she was loiver than Nechassim Shloi Bishos, being that the Baal is a schus to be Eichel Peiris, the Isha didn't have a right to lend that the Nechassim, that in such a case, you're at the Konas Usha, that the Baal could be Meitzim Yara loiver, being that the Isha didn't have a right to lend it out, the Baal could come be Tevei, a schus to Rusha, Lachamisa, a Isha, and be Meitzim Yara loiver. So Davni Meluam, I feel in a case where the Isha had Rishus to lend it out, I feel in a case where the Isha lent it to the Baal, or she was lending it Rishus HaBaal to a loiver. So the Baal schus achilas peiris, the Baal cannot stop the Isha, or the Baal isn't stopping the Isha from lending these nechassim to the loiver. Afilu achila chamisa sa Isha, just like the Baal could be meitzim yad ala kuchis, so then the Baal could be meitzim yad ala loiver. And Dr. Avni Miluim, the pshat is because Be'usha is skinu that the Isha, and even if she has a right to sell the nechassim, and even if she does think that b'toich schusa to do it in nechse milug, afilu achid is halacha, the Isha cannot be mafkia the schus the Baal has to yarshin the Isha lachamisa sa Isha. And that schus is never poka any nechassim that amuchsek is bi'ara Isha, even if she sells it or she lends it out, the Isha does not have a koyach mafkia the schus of the Baal to yarshin lachamisa sa mikoyach ta'kon ha'susha that they misakin ha'isha shemochim nechse milug. Look, about Moitz Miyad Alakuchis. The Mela is Dr. Rosh, just like we find by Mechid, the Baal's Moitz Miyad Alakuchis, so then by Alva Uso, the Isha cannot be Mafkiyah, the Schus of the Baal. And therefore, Dr. Rosh, Hagam that Mikoyach, the Sugis of Roy, it could be a Baal wouldn't Yarshin because the Milv is considered Roy, but Mikoyach to Konas Usha, the Isha cannot be Mafkiyah, the Schus of the Baal to Yarshin, to Nechos Nacha Misos, and therefore, in the case where the Isha lends it out, the Baal could be, will Yarshin Afilo Alva Uso, not Mikoyach Yerusha because it's considered Roy, but Mikoyach to Konas Usha that the Baal is Moitz Miyad Alakuchis. Umemela Zakhtar Rosh, it's Dafka in a case where it was Muchsekis Piara Isha and she lent it out. But a chayv that was never Muchsekis Piara Isha, that it was never Chava, the Takanas Chachom, that the Baal is Eichel Peiris Bechaya Isha and he's Yashin Zalacha Misasa. In such a case where it was never Muchsekis Piara Isha, it was just a chayv that was Muchayv to the Isha, then it's considered Roy and the Baal wouldn't Yashin it. Umemela Tnicha the Gemar Baba Kama, the Gemar is discussing Dmei Hezek, it was never Mois that were Muchsekis Piara Isha, that she lent out or that she sold, that it was Chalbe, the Takanas Chacham, that she kept Mafkiya the Schus of the Baal. In such a case, it's Daimut to a Milvitz, it's considered Roy, and the Baal wouldn't Yashin, because ain't a Baal Neitel Beroy Kibamuchsek. Mashek, in the case where Isha had Nechosim and Isha lent it out, Dr. Rosh, the Baal does Yashin the Milva, even though it's considered Roy, Mikoyach Takan Asusha, just like you can Moitz Miyad Alakucha, so it didn't, it can be Moitz Miyad Aloiva. Our koponim, we have three shittas b'negeah. This is a Baal Yashin a Milva, a Baal doesn't Yashin a Milva. We said over the sheet of the Rimagash and the sheet of the Rambam that it's Tafko Bechor that a Milva is considered Roy. Mashiach, when it comes to a Baal, the Milva is considered Muchsik and a Baal Yashin Zalva. The sheet of Taisis is Chaylik on the Rambam and the Rimagash, and even just like b'negeah Bechor, we say a Milva is considered Roy. Who had been b'negeah Baal? Also, a Milva is considered Roy. And we said over the Rosh is Mechalik, that even though a Milva is considered Roy and a Baal doesn't Yashin Alva, but Al-Koponim Mikaych, the din of Takanas Usha, that Isha Shemachar Nechsem Eilug, a Baal Meitz Miyad Al-Kuchis, just like he's Meitz Miyad Al-Kuchis, so then he's Meitz Miyad Al-Leve. But this is Dafka Nechosn that were Muchsekis Biyad Isha, in such a case it was Chalbe Takanas Usha, the Isha kept him Afkiyah, the Schus HaBaal of Yerusha. Mashiach, in something that was never Muchsekis Biyad Isha, was always a Chayv that was owed to the Isha Yashin, that somebody should owe her money, somebody owed her father money, and she got it Yerusha, in such a case, it would be considered Roy, and the Baal wouldn't be Yashin, because the Baal isn't Neitel B'Roy Kibbe Muchsek. In the Etzim sheet of the Rimagash and the sheet of the Rambam that we said a Baal Yashin's a Milva b'negeah a Baal, a Milva is considered Muchsik and not considered Roy, Tzarech Lefarish, Maishna, a Baal from a Bechor. Why is it that b'negeah a Bechor we say the Milva is considered Roy and b'negeah a Baal we say a Milva is considered Muchsik? Reb Shleimis first wants to say that Mikumim Mechalik in the drashes this that a Baal doesn't, a Bechor doesn't Yashin b'Roy kira Muchsik to Gemar Dashin some Bechol HaShayim Motzei like. Memela, we say a milva isn't considered motziloi, and being that a milva isn't considered motziloi, the baal, it's considered roi, and the bechor is a neitel bopi shnayim. Mashiach, when it comes to a baal, the gemara daf kuf yud gimel darshins from when, and the gemara in Baba Kama brings another joshua from Kaifa, but the miyat that's memayit that a baal isn't neitel b'roi kibbe muchsika or meyutin that the baal only yarshins b'shas misa. It's only b'shas misa the baal is neitel schusim from the isha. But anything that's neifeles, the acha misa seisha, in such a case, the Baal's chus yerusha ended b'shas misa seisha, therefore the Baal isn't neitel b'roi kibbe muchsik. But the gather of this that a Baal isn't neitel b'roi kibbe muchsik is because the Baal's chus to yashin isha is dafka b'shas misa. Umemelo, when it comes to roi, which is neifel acha misa, so the Baal isn't neitel, mashenkin and milvitz neifeles b'shas misa, it's roi, it's na motzile, but it's neirusha's chal b'shas misa. Therefore, it's not included in the mi'at that a baal isn't neitel b'reikir muchzik, because the gedder of why a baal isn't neitel b'reikir muchzik is cholik from this that a b'chor is neitel b'reikir muchzik. A b'chor is only neitel b'davar ha'motzik, but his chus yirush is even later, he's only neitel b'davar ha'motzik, and a milveh isn't motzik. Masha enkin, when it comes to a baal, his chus is dafka b'shas misa, the yirush, the milveh is neifel b'shas misa, it's roi, but the chus to be goiver the choiv is chal b'shas misa, and therefore b'negeh a baal, a milveh isn't considered roi, it's considered muchzik, and the baal yashin's a milveh. But if that would be the pshat in the Vimekash and that would be the pshat in the Rambam, Lachayvich, Shver, the Gemara, Baba Kama, that Tosis brought a raya from. The Gemara, Baba Kama, is Medama, the Chayv Hezek, that in the case of the Chayv Hezek, it's dummy to a Bechor. Just like by a Bechor, the Bechor wouldn't be neutral, the Mehezek, by Gabu Karka, Gabu Mois, according to Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, each one Kifi Hashita, who had din a Baal, wouldn't be neutral the Milveh, he wouldn't be neutral the Chayv Hezek in such a case. And so forth from the Gemara that the Baal isn't neitel in the milveh, and the kasha is that this that Tosfos brought right from this Gemara, the chayy is the kasha and the Rambam and the Vimegash. The Meila Zok the Bshleimer on a chiddush the Kepshat in the Rambam and the Vimegash. We mentioned earlier in the Perek on Daf Kuf Chavdalo the Shita Sarashbam that Gviyas Achayv according to Rebbe this that a Bechor is neitel pishnayim in the milveh because the Gviyas Achayv is considered the shvach of the shtar. When one comes to be goyvash, a chayv, it's considered that the shtar was hushbach, and therefore, according to Rebbe, the bechor is neitel ba pishnayim. And Tosfos asked on the Rashbam, in fact, Tosfos, if it's considered the shtar was hushbach, afilo according to the Rabbanan Nami, we should say, even according to the Rabbanan la'acher chaluka, when they come and divide up the shtar, everybody's masking b'shvach she'shpichu an rechosin, the bechor is neitel ba pishnayim. After chaluka, once they are chaylik the shtar, when they are gave the chayv, which is the shvach of the shtar, once the bechor was neitel is chaylik in the shtar, the chayv should be gave about pishnayim, because this that they were gave is considered the shvach of the shtar. And we said, oh, from the ktsois is miyashiv shitas rashbam, that it's the efshut to be chaylik a shtar. Einach anami l'achar chaluka, the bechor would be neitel pishnayim from a shtar, because the gvi is considered this that the shtar was a shpiach. But it's the efshut to be chaylik a chayv, it's the efshut to be chaylik a shtar, it's chus to be gave. If it's only shaykh to be chaylik the acha gviyas achayv, so memela b'shas they have been gaiv the chayv was tvusas habayis, when they are gaiv the chayv the shtar was a shpiach, it was roi, v'ein ha-bechonayt l'ba pishnayim. So if the b'shloim was kol zed dafka by brothers, when it comes to be, they have to be divide up the shtar, it's impossible to divide up a shtar, you have to wait till after the ba'al chayv pays up the shtar, and then they can come divide up the money. But kol zed dafka by brothers, where they have to divide it up, mashayke when it comes to a baal, the baal takes the entire yirusha of ishtay, there is no chaluka b'chlal. So in such a case, the Baal Yashin is the shtar, and it's considered like la'acha chaluka of the brothers. As soon as the isha dies, and the Baal is neitel Yerushasa, he's Yerushas Ishtai, it's considered ke'ilos la'acha chaluka. And memela, when it comes to the regular roi, we say in a Baal neitel b'roi k'rom buchsek, but when it comes to a shtar, it's like a shtar la'acha chaluka, that according to the Rashbam, the gviyas ha'achayv is the shvach, that the shtar was a shpiach. Memela, by a Baal, it's always considered acha chaluka, and therefore the Baal is neitel milveh because it's considered shvach she'eshbichu l'acha chaluka, that everybody's masking is not considered roi, it's considered muchzik, and the Bechor would have been neitel ba pishtayim if it be shaykh chaluka, and by a Baal it's shaykh chaluka, and therefore a Baal is neitel b'milveh. Zokter b'shleimah, this that the Gemara Baba Kama is medama Bechor to a Baal b'negei gviyas mehezik, the Gemara that have been held that either Rabbi and Rav Nachman that said that Gavu Karka yesh le Gavu Mois, and the opposite that Gavu Mois yesh le Gavu Karka, ain't lay zafido according to Rebbe also, that even according to Rebbe, a milv is considered roi, and a Bechor isn't neitel ba pishnayim. So being that the Gemara held it's going even according to Rebbe, we're not going to say like the Rashbam that the gviyas achayv is considered the shvach of the shtar, and even according to Rebbe, it's considered roi. This that the Rashbam was mechadish that the gviyas achayv is considered the shvach of the shtar. It's considered the shtar was a shpiach. It's only for the maskon of the Gemara Baba Kama that according to Rebbe, a bechor is neitel pishnayim in a milveh and stafka liba the rabbanon that's considered roi. If according to Rebbe we see that a bechor is neitel ba pishnayim, akochach it's because the gviyas achayv is considered the shvach that the shtar was a shpiach. Umemela zok the Rambam when it comes to a baal, it's poshut that the baal is neitel in a chayv and the baal yashin's a milveh being that's considered the shvach of the shtar by baal it's l'acha chaluka. Memela it's like dummy to a bechor and the baal would be neitel be milveh. On this day, if Papa says, "Ein abechor neitel pishnayim b'milve," Tosis and Devar Maschil, "Ein abechor neitel pishnayim," explains that only by milve kol shekein b'shvach abechor isn't neitel pishnayim b'roy. And Tosis brings a need in what's the halacha of an isha is going to be goyve ksubasa, and isha is being goyve ksubasa, is she goyve from milve and is she goyve from shvach? And Tosis says masik that an isha is going to be goyve ksubasa is goyve from a milve. An isha can be goyver from a chayv that was owed to her husband. She can be goyver the chayv b'ksubasa, but an isha is coming to be goyver k'subasa is not goyver shvach. And the Achrayim have a nice say, what is the needin of Tosis, whether or not an Isha b'ksubasa, and an Isha is coming to be goyve, the chayv ksubasa, she could be goyve, a milva, and can she be goyve shvach. We mentioned earlier, machlikus of Yishayim, if a Baal Chayv is goyve roi, the Rashbam on Amad Aleph had said that a Baal Chayv cannot be goyve from roi, a Baal Chayv is only goyve, what's up, Meshubitim is only what was muchzik biyad, the loive, but Mashenkin, what's roi biyad a loive, a Baal Chayv cannot be goyve, there's a din, a Baal Chayv can't be goyve roi. And we said over the sheet of Tosis and Daf Kufn and Tes Amar Aleph also Baal Chayv is Goyver Roy. It's a sheet of Rabbi Yonah now Sugya also Baal Chayv is Goyver Roy. What is the need in our Tosis? Tosis wants to know whether or not Isha B'Ksubasa could be Goyver Min Roy. Could she be Goyver from Milvan? Could she be Goyver from Shvach? What is Tosis? They say Daf Kufn B'Ksubas Isha different than a regular Baal Chayv. The Maryam explains Tosis that this that a Isha is Goyver Milvan and not Goyver Shvach is because this that she's Goyver from Avos midin Shibudet Deyam Nasan. Mikayach the Shibudet de Avnosan, somebody owes the Baal money and the Baal owes the Isha money, so Mikayach the Din of Shibudet de Avnosan, the Isha could now come be Goyver from the Leiva. But Bechonin the Kaibichum asked that Taisis and Becheris is Mashman that he's going even according to the Cholkim on Avnosan that don't hold the Shibudet de Avnosan, afilo Achia, Isha could be Goyver Ksubasa mina Milva. And Mimela Zak the Achainim, as he's Mashman, the Goyin in Cheshamishbet, Simon Kuvdalitz of Gotten Lambert Vav, that Taisis is going the Shitasa. And Taisa says that normally we say Baal Chayv is Goyve Min HaRoi, not like the Ashbam, like the Shita of Taisa and of Kufn and Tess, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehonah and Asugi, that Baal Chayv is Goyve Min HaRoi. Only Taisa says that even when it comes to Ksubas Isha, Mikuli Ksubas Shanu Kan, there's a Kula when it comes to Ksuba, that an Isha cannot be Goyve Ksubasa Min HaRoi. So Taisa is this that we say it's Mikuli Ksuba, that an Isha can't be Goyve Ksubasa Min HaRoi, it's Dafka by Shvach, which is Roi Gomer. Mashenki, when it comes to Milva, which is not really Gomer, over there we do not have the Allah of the Kule Ksuba and a Kule Benegei Ksuba, that a Ksuba, Isha B'Ksubasa cannot be given in a Roy. When it comes to Milva, such a Roy, which is a Shvacher Roy, then Isha B'Ksubasa could be given in a Milva. And the Chiluk of Tosis is that it's a Kule and Ksubas made, even though normally a Baal Chayv is given in a Roy, but a Isha B'Ksubasa and a Kule Ksuba, she cannot be given from Shvach, but she could be given in a Milva, because a Milva isn't a regular Roy, and in such a Roy, Chazal didn't say this Kule and Ksuba, that Isha can't be given in a Roy, and in such a case, she would be like a regular Baal Chayv, and she could be given in a Milva also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.